It's interesting that you guys are working on the same operation, the same rig, but totally different professions.
Well, we would be the boat. The rig would be, you know, we're the boat, supply boat down here, and the rig's up here.
Right.
You know, we'd be down low here.
So you didn't have any interaction with that?
Once. Zero. None. Yeah. No. No.
No. Did you ever transport workers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they would just kind of be on as passengers and get off? And
that's right. We would take them off by what's called a Billy Pew, a basket. A Billy Pew is a pitcher, a big life ring that's maybe 10 feet in diameter, mm-hmm. with netting on it. And the men literally put their feet on the life ring and hang on to the net, and a crane picks them up and takes them off. And that's how you go back and forth between their...
Yeah.
It's called a Billy Pew.
There any... Any accidents or problems with that system? Seems a little... It'll
depend on the crane operator. How good a crane operator and what the sea conditions are like.
Right.
You could be on a back deck where the deck, one moment the Billy Pew is on the deck, and the next time it's 15 feet in the air.
Right.
Because of a big swell, like say a Pacific swell, mm-hmm. off of California or something. It's pretty amazing. You've got to time it. When you ride on a Billy Pew, you don't wrap your arms inside the net. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get hung up on it. When you time to step on it, you put your left foot on the net or your right foot. One foot on the net, one hand on the net,
right.
And then you wait. And when the crane operator, gives the signal, you step on it and you go. You got to time it. Hmm. I've never seen anybody get hurt, but it's not for the faint of heart.
Right.
But that's how you got back and forth between the boat and the rig.
So you said that from 79, when you first started working on these ships, technology is kind of still developing. You're using new tech.
Yes.
So it was this ongoing process as to how to do this, how to go deeper, how to extract more oil, that sort of thing. Did you get a sense of the industry, what it was like before you started, the 70s or the 60s, or how things used to be done? I mean, when did this whole industry even begin, this offshore?
Well, actually, it began probably just after World War II. Mm-hmm. But the oil business is a cyclical in nature, and it's a commodity.
Right.
And so it's just a question of the need for the oil. When there's a need, they find a way to get the oil out of the ground. As the need increase, it's just pretty sophisticated technology. I mean, even back in those days, it's pretty sophisticated.
Right.
A drill bit, it's all made out of diamonds, industrial grade diamonds.
And yeah.
Each drill bit will cost you, back in those days, one drill bit will cost you $50,000, $60,000 for a drill bit.
Wow.
And they would drill in 1,000 feet of water, but then once they got to the seabed, I mean, they would go down another 3 or 4 miles, drilling.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's massive. We drilled off the east coast of the United States, the Baltimore Canyon, 1981.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not many people don't even know that. The support base was in Quonset Point, Rhode Island. Hmm. That's where we were worked out of, and we would go down to the Baltimore Canyon and drill there. We drilled numerous wells, but I wasn't involved with the drilling operation. We were the support operation. Mm-hmm. We towed the semi-submersibles down there, set their mooring systems, and then supported the vessels. But that was off the east coast of the United States, and the Baltimore Canyon play. It's a big play. All the wells were capped, and it was deep water too, very deep. The deepest at the time hold some records back in those days. The records aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's just what I did. I was in the oil business, all over the world looking for oil.